Chuck Klosterman is a novelist and cultural commentator. His collection, Eating the Dinosaur, includes an essay about voyeurism called Through a Glass, Blindly. It tells the story of the time Klosterman spent living in Fargo, North Dakota, as he tells Steve Paulson.
He used to live in this strange apartment. I guess the apartment wasn't strange, but it was constructed in a way that it was absolutely impossible to watch television without seeing directly in to the apartment across from me. And it was the same for this woman who lived in the other apartment. The way the windows were made and the way the place they put the cable hookup, if you were watching TV, unless you drew your blinds, I guess I could have done that or she could have done that, but you don't want to live and sit in the dark, you were always seeing into this apartment. And there's always been this belief that, you know, why do people like to, you know, they can rear window, like look into other people's lives. And everyone kind of takes for granted, well, it must be because we want to know other people's secrets. Or, you know, we want to know how people live when the door is closed or whatever. And I think the reason it feels kind of exhilarating is because we don't know what's happening. The question in my mind most often when I would see in this woman's apartment would be, what is she doing now? Like, it never made sense to me. And I always realized there was the possibility that I could see anything, that there was no restrictions on what might happen because I didn't have a narrative of her life. It seemed as though I was always seeing something for the first time. Now, intellectually, that makes someone very tense. If you're playing cards, if you're playing blackjack and the whole game hinges on the next card, that's extremely stressful. But I think people who gamble would agree that's an exhilarating feeling.
Sure, there's this intensity. You never know what's going to happen. And to some degree, I suppose you're also making up stories that you think this might be part of. I mean, what you're watching.
The stereotype of somebody who's supposed to be a writer would be, I would look into this woman's apartment and I would see these glimpses of her life and I would create these narratives in my mind about who she was and what she did. But I never felt like I got close to that. I mean, I guess I could have done that if I'd seen her only once or twice. But because I was seeing it all the time, I would see this woman and she would see me all the time. It was like just having like a roommate who was incredibly quiet, who you'd sort of see moving around, doing these things. It just felt like unknowing, you know? And I mean, that essay about voyeurism is, this is maybe kind of reductionist and kind of childish, but it's sort of that desire to unknow things. And how sometimes, how great it would be to go back and watch certain movies, not knowing what happens. Yeah. You know?
To be able to watch it for the first time again.
And just the physical sensation of anti-intellectualism, sort of not knowing. I spend my whole life trying to learn things. It's all I do. It seems like I'm trying to always learn everything I can, you know, and I suppose ostensibly to make my life better. But I wonder if you really lose a sense, a physical sense of this experience of being alive or whatever by understanding what's happening. I guess I like not knowing things.
Chuck Klosterman is the author of Eating the Dinosaur. He spoke with Steve Paulson.